When my mother pregnant me 5 months, yes, is it 5 months? My father died. He had been ill, but I don't know exactly what he died of. He owned farm and house. And before he died, he said to his best friend, if I die, you have to look after my wife and my child. So after he died, his best friend and my mom become lover and become husband and wife. In my village, it doesn't matter if your wife and husband die, you cannot marry new, you cannot have new husband. And this is my mom have new husband, and this is very bad people, and have to live out my village. So my father's sister cannot take care of me because they don't have money. She have nothing. And my mother's sister took me in. And my mother's sister talked to my mother, when you give birth, you have to give me this baby because you have new husband. And when my mom have give birth, they say, my mother's sister, she took me in. She already have 7 daughters, but two daughters died by the time what I'm born. And her youngest daughter, 6 years older than me. And her husband died when I was 4 years or 5 years. And my mother's sister talked to my mom, you have to give me your baby. And I will look after your baby. And I have to position you, her father, farm and house. So my mother have to give her sister farm and house. When I'm like 14 years old, I want to have, we start to have love. I want to have boyfriend. And a lot of people say, you're very ugly. You will not have boyfriend. In my village, call me Ngamme. Ngamme means black, dark skin. And they say, I will never have boyfriend. And I have, when we child, we have to carry water every day, morning and afternoon. 6 years old, maybe 7 years old, I have friend. And my friend go to school. And I cannot go to school because my stepmom, maybe they don't have money. And I was not go to school. My sister go to school. My sister and my friend go to school. And I have to wait there in my house. My house and school, very close. And I look at my sister. She have a night dress. And she can go to school. And I want to go to school. But maybe my stepmom not have money enough for send me to school. And one day my sister, she eat sweet. And she go to school, she eat sweet. And I want to eat And I asked her, let me eat a little bit. And she said, no. I said, when you get this sweet? She said, Mom buy it for me. I said, why Mom not give me? She said, you are not her daughter. You are not really daughter. And missing start fighting with my sister, and she called me. She would tell me, I'm very ugly, I'm stupid, I'm black. And I attacked her, and she beat on my knees. Until now, I still have scar. And one day, I want to eat sweet. And they not let me eat, but they show me they not let me eat. And I want to eat. I want to now. I want to know how delicious. And I steal money. I steal money, look like 20 bucks. And I go buy sweet. And I eat. I show they. I eat and show they. And my older sister come in the house, and she say, who steal my money? I say, I'm steal because I want to eat sweet. And they hit me. They hit my head. They hit my mouth. They told me, why you do this? You are not really daughter. Why you do this? You don't have to eat like we eat. They say like this. And I'm very sad. And one day, neighbor, they're missing money, and they come talk to my stepmom, my sister. But they doesn't mean I'm steal the money. And they just talk, the missing money, and my sister, my older sister, come to me. I'm still eating. I'm eating very delicious. And my older sister come to me and not ask me at all. And she hit me. Hit my mouth, hit my hand, hit with very big wound. And I think, they should ask me first because I'm not still. And they think I'm still. And one day, the neighbor, one woman said, come ask me, do you want to go work in big city? I say, yeah, I want to go work. There they need worker. I say, yeah, I want to go find money. I can buy everything. And I go with her. And we take bus from my village, go to big city, 2 hours maybe. And I'm car sick. And she sent me to the job there they work about water factory. And I work there. They pay me 7,000 jet. Look like in Thailand more than 120 maybe for a month. And I work with them a few months, and I go buy food every day opposite a water factory. And one woman see me, I go buy food every day, and she asked me, how much they give you when you work there? Maybe I'm 12 years old, I'm start to go work. And I say, they pay me 7,000 jet. And she told me, do you want to move my house? Work housekeeping. We will pay you 800 jet. You don't have to buy food. And I go work with the housekeeping. Have to clean house, very big house. and have to carry water, water in the rose, and carry water one day twice, have to stop dust come from rose. I work with them, they pay me 800 yen. And I work with them a few, more than 1 year, never have holiday. And one day, put that holiday maybe, I ask them, can I go back my family house? Because I work with you long time already. They say, yeah, you can get holiday just 2 days. I say, okay, I go back to my family. I go back to my... And I work there some month. I work for nothing because my sister come take my money from my boss, come take my salary. And I go back to my village. And the one of my stepmom friend come from very close to China. And she asked me, how much they pay you? I say, just 8,000 yet. She say, you should come with us. In China have job a lot. And they can pay you more than this. I'm very excited. I want to go find money. I want find money for my mom because they never hug me, never speak good to me, never look at me good. And I don't know why they hate me. And I ask them, why you never good to me? You guys never good to me. They say, because your mom have new husband. My father died already. She can have new husband, right? And they say bad people. They think I'm bad like my mom. And this woman say, you want to go with us in Chinese? I say, yeah, I want to go with you. Maybe I can find money, come back to my mom. My stepmom will love me. I think money can buy everything, can buy family, can buy love. And I go with them. My stepmom friend, I go with them from my village, go to close to China, this city, they call Muse, very close to China. And I go with them. We take bus we change 2 buses from my village and this city. And we get off bus, and they left me wait there here in big town, in clock town. And they say, wait here. Don't go anywhere until have people come pick up you. They leave me here more than 1 hour. I wait very long time. They're not coming up me. And I start to hungry. And I cannot speak Myanmar yet because in my village not speak Myanmar. We speak very different speak. I don't know, I don't understand Myanmar yet. And I start to scare and start to hungry. And more than 1 hour, I wake them and have 2 different women come to me and they show photo. You come with this woman, right? I say, yeah, and come with them. But very long time, I wait very long time already. And they say, oh, they're not coming up you. They let me ping up you. You have to go with us. We find job for you already. Okay, I go with them. And I say, I'm very hungry. Can I eat first? They say, yeah, we eat together. After we eat, we take taxi, go to boat and go to cross river into China and take bus, go to China and look like we take bus one day and one night maybe. Tomorrow like this, we get our bus in China. I'm very car sick. I'm car sick all the time and they follow me. I go throughout in toilet, in bus, and they follow me. I think they really take care of me. And I go with them. And until next day in morning, we get off bus and walk again, walk about more than 1 hour. I see one Chinese village. So I don't understand at all. Languages change. Languages not same. They are Chinese people already. And this woman take me go to in Chinese village in one house like this. And they talk to me. You have to stay here. You have to work here. Here is your job. You have to work everything they let you do. And they show me this room you have to sleep and this room you have to do. I say, okay. And we have dinner. We have dinner together. And when we have dinner, they talk to me. Don't worry about the money. We send to you my mom already. I'm very happy. I think my mother had money. She maybe loved me. She was happy because I find money for her. And after we have dinner, these two women go back already and leave me there because I have to work there. And they say, after have dinner, you go shower and relax. So when I shower, after I shower, and I go to my room, I will come relax. And two guys, 30-year-old, more than 30-year-old, follow me in my room. And one woman, maybe the mother, lock the door, and two women wrap me. And I scream, and I cry. I'm not have period yet. And they wrap me. And I have blood in my body. And I'm very scared. I never see blood like this. And I very hurt and blood in my body. And they hit me when I scream. They hit me. Do everything very bad. And they have bad smell, bad fate come to me. Two guys, sometimes three guys like this, they come grab me and lock me in room. And I have to sleep with blood and hurt. Morning wake up, I have to go work sugar farm with them. I have to go work carry what they call in Chinese, carry shed water. And you have to follow line. If I work not quick, they hit me in farm. Before my hair very long like this. And they pull my hair and cut my hair, slide my hair, and hit me in farm. A lot of people say, but in Chinese, they don't care. You scream, you cry, they don't care, they not help. I don't know, in big city, maybe no bad like this. There is very, very bad. Then they slide my hair, and they hit me, and come back home. Night time, when they drunk, they wrap me again. And they hit me again. I cannot go anywhere. They follow me anywhere. And I don't know their languages. I'm crying every day. I'm crying. I stay there maybe more than 1 year. I cannot go anywhere. Stay with hurt. Stay with crying every day. And one day the grandmother come to my room and I begged her, please kill me. And she said something, but I don't understand Chinese languages. I say, please kill me. I'm very hurt. And she said something and she locked door and go out. And they have dog. They have dog house. And I go give food to this dog every day. And I become to a dog. And one day, they come wrap me again. More than 1 year, they wrap me, they hit me every day. And they punch my stomach here. She made me very hurt. They punch my stomach and they strangle me. And they have dog. The dog very big. I never see in Thailand big dog like this. The dog very big. And they have dog house. Very big, the dog house. And one day they hit me. And I fight everything. I want to kill them. But around me, no have knife, no have wood. And they hit me and they punch my stomach. And they hit my face and strangle me. And until I cannot scream, I cry, I scream, I cannot scream anymore. And they think I'm dying. And they threw water to me. In Chinese, it's cold season. They threw water to me and threw out me in the house and let me stay with dog. And I cannot move at all. Maybe they think I'm dying. And I stay there, look like in night time, they sleep already. And I cannot do everything, and I talk to this dog, please help me. And I pray in my heart, and I say, let me go out this house. If I cannot go out this house, let me die. If I cannot die, let me go out this house. And this dog go to his house. Oh, and I see this dog pull, and oh, I think they not lock door. They not lock this dog house door. And I pull this dog house, and I stay and decide to try to climb the top escape. And I don't know, there we have broken glass. And I slide my body and glass again hit my body, very, very hurt. And but I have to try. I cannot hurry. But I have to try to run, and I jump from the wall and I run. All my body had blood. And I run and hide, run and hide. Maybe 2 a.m. I run and hide, and I see, look like market. Look like little market. I see one woman. I see one woman in market. Maybe she start open her shop, and I look her in her shop clock, a watch. I see 3 a.m. already, and I ask her, please help me, I'm very hungry. And she look at me, she don't want to help me, but she look at me like this, and I begged her, please help me, please. And I said, she gave me 10 yuan. She gave me money, 10 yuan, and some dress. And she told me, go, go. Okay, I go find some, I go see what water in market. I drink water. And I clean my body. I change dress that she give me. And I run again. Run and walk until morning, 8 o'clock. I see different villages. Different village, and I see this old guy. And I told her, help me please. I run from bad people. But I cannot speak Chinese yet. I just use sign languages. I say, please help me. I'm very hungry. And they told me, come here. And they are poor people. And they told, come here. And they give me eat rice and salt. And I eat a lot. And I stay with them. And they say, you can relax. You can sleep here. No problem. And they helped me, and I sleep with them one night. And morning early, they talk to me, but sign languages. They say, you can do everything? Yeah, I can do everything. And they find job for me. They find job for me. They have restaurant, very close to a sugar factory, seasonal restaurant. They only open 3 months or 4 months. And I pick up a little bit Chinese language there, a little bit. And there is Chinese restaurant there. If when they speak, when they very loud they speak and make me scared. And they pay me 200 yuan for a month. And this is better. I say, okay, I will work there. I will work here. And I work about cleaning kitchen, cleaning everything. I have to wake up 2 a.m. They will go market and come back. I have to clean food, clean everything in restaurant. And they just open 3 months or 4 months. And they will close soon. They told me, do you want to find job? I say, yeah. I want to find job, and I have some money. And they say, we will find job for you. I say, no problem. I worry again. I worry they will send me to people, bad people again. I say, no worry. I will find by myself. And I go to bus station. I take bus, go to I don't know where. I sit in bus and I think where I will go. I don't know my life. Where I will get off. And I take bus like one day. Until one city, one big city. There they call Dihong. English they call Dihong. And in Myanmar, they call Yui Li. Like, and I get off the bus, and I see a lot of people in bus station, and bus, and a lot of people. I don't know where I will go. No have friend, no have people I know. And I just look at like this, and I feel I can hear some Myanmar people speak. And I turn, and I look at them, and I go to them, and I say, you from Myanmar? They say, yeah, I'm from Myanmar. Oh, I'm from Myanmar too. I want to find job. I ask them. They say, yeah, we find job too. And I say, how can go back Myanmar? I'm from Myanmar. They say, very easy. You just take taxi, go to boat. And I take taxi. Drive me to both, to Wabs. And taxi driver told me, "You want to go hotel with me?" And I'm start scared. And I scream and I hit the taxi. And very lucky, two Burmese men come around to me. And I hit taxi and I say, "Help me, please help me." And two Burmese people help me and go to WAPS. And I, on the way, I talk to them, "Brother, I want to find job. I want money." They say, "A lot job here, but very hard. Maybe you cannot work because you're very small body." I say, "Doesn't matter how hard, I can work." And they work there. They say, "If you can work, you can try." And I stay there and work with them. We have to work there. We have to carry a big corn bag and big rice bag and watermelon box and carry box, beer, carry everything, come with boat, maybe come another country. And they pay 40 yuan or 60 yuan. Chinese is, I work with them 2 years. When I work there, I have bad, my teeth very hurt. I cannot sleep because my teeth very hurt. And I take, they have tools in, they will repair both maybe. And I take pliers and plier, pull out my teeth. So I work there a few, 2 years maybe. And a lot of people go back to home. Chinese New Year like this, a lot of people go back to home. And I don't know how I can go back to home. And I asked them, "How go back to Shan State?" They said, "Very easy, you just take boats and go to across river to Myanmar." Yeah, I follow them. And then take bus and take 3 bus, get back to my village. I'm very happy. I see my village, I see my country, I'm very happy. And I get out to bus and I go to my farm. I see my stepmom. See my mom. I'm very happy. I'm very warm. I say, "Mom." She say, "Who are you?" She not remember me. She say, "I think, okay, maybe my mom not remember me because she old. I think she 53 year old this time." I say, "Mom, you not remember me?" She say, "No, I don't remember you." And she look not happy. And I go to my house. I see my stepsister. I see my sister and they not welcome me. They're not happy at all. I come back and they not ask me. And my stepmother and my stepmom, they talking each other and each other, and they not look at to me. They turn away from me. They not welcome me. They say, "We not remember you." Like this. This is make hurt more than Chinese people hit me. Very hurt more than they rap me.